أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا زينا السماء الدنيا بزينة الكواكب وحفظا من كل شيطان مارد لا يسمعون إلى الملأ الأعلى ويقذفون من كل جانب دحورا ولهم عذاب واصب إلا من خطف الخطفة فأتبعه شهاب ثاقب فاستفتهم أهم أشد خلقا أم من خلقنا إنا خلقناهم من طين لازب. صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, after taking the qasams and oaths, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His wahdaniyat, His oneness, and together with that the rububiyat and the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that reigns over the skies and the earth and whatever lies between them. After speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the Rabb of the skies and the earth, whatever lies between them, and the Rabb of the Mashariq, the Rabb of the different portions of the east from where the sun rises, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna zayyanna as-samaa'a ad-dunya bi zinatin al-kawakib. Certainly we adorned the nearer sky with the adornment of the stars. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat, Allah's power, Allah's might. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here very briefly draws our attention to the fact that when we look up at night, we see these stars, a very great creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the beauty that is below the skies that also adorns the skies. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us, on the one hand it is a beauty, on the other hand a qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But together with that Allah says, وَحِفْظًا مِّن كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ مَارِدٍ. It is also a safeguard from every rebellious shaitan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not only made it an adornment, but Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also uses it to safeguard the skies, whatever is above it. And in that way Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shows us that it has different functions, that Allah has created it. And then more specifically He says, لا يسمعون إلى الملأ الأعلى, that these rebellious shaitans cannot hear, they cannot listen to the upper council, the exalted group of people, and that is the angels that hear the ahkam and the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also the revelation of the Quran Kareem. That prior to this they used to go up, these jinnat, these shayateen, and they used to try to listen to whatever command Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give with regards to the matters of this earth, whatever command Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give with regards to the matters of the shariat. And then they would come down and they would inform the fortune tellers, etc. And obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had stopped all that. And one way that Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala had done so is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here that Allah Rabbul Izzat created these stars so that they will not be able to go up and listen anymore to these commands. وَيُقَذَفُونَ مِن كُلِّ جَانِبِ, and it will be pelted upon them from all sides. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to the falling star or the meteorites that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. دُحُورًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ وَاصِبٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, driving the shayateen away, and for them is an everlasting chastisement, an everlasting punishment. So here Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala also shows us that Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala had, besides creating the creation, besides creating the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the skies, and one important aspect was to protect the ahkam and the laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat. إِلَّا مَنْ خَطِفَ الْخَطْفَةَ فَأَتْبَعَهُ شِهَابٌ ثَاقِبٌ. Except that person who will snatch a hearing and a listening. Sometimes a person may overhear something that is being said, no matter how well guarded it may be, And like that, these shayateen, these rebellious shayateen, will hear the ahkam or the laws of Allah or the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when that happens, then فَأَتْبَعَهُ شِهَابٌ ثَاقِبٌ, that this piercing flame that is bright, the meteor will pursue them, will follow them, and in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get rid of them. So on the one hand, Allah speaks about His Qudrat by way of the creation, and the other way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows us that how Allah Rabbul Izzat had protected the revelation of the Qur'an Kareem that came upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Allah Rabbul Izzat had kept it purely between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then of course Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had recited this Quran to this ummah, and it also remains in that pure form that it was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.